Our local community has enjoyed unprecedented safety and security for many years. And it all began when our local leaders decided that we would no longer tolerate crime. Leading that charge was Judge Alma Rauschenschneider. Judge Rauschenschneider, tough on crime. Mary Thomas is a mother of three. She understands the needs of children and their families. And that's why she's been a driving force on the Upper Remington School Board for the past 7 years. Mary Thomas knows what's important and what's worth fighting for. Keep Mary Thomas on the Upper Remington School Board. Thomas, Mary Thomas. 5 years ago, Stephen A. Lolotitis quit his job as mayor of Southfield to take a job in the House of Representatives, saying that he'd done all he could at a local level to help our community. But the citizens of his district weren't impressed with his performance in the House, and he was defeated in his first re-election campaign. And now, guess what? He's back, and he wants to be mayor of Southfield again. You've got to be kidding, right? 3 years ago, when the economy went south and jobs were scarce, where was Stephen A. Lolotitis? 2.5 years ago, during a severe snowstorm that revealed just how inadequate our snow emergency plans were, a plan he himself drew up, where was Stephen A. Lolotitis? And now he wants to be mayor again? Born into a farm family in 1967, Dave Borenstein lost his father, a decorated war veteran, at the age of 3. The loss of the family farm a few years later and the family's ensuing struggle for survival taught Dave Borenstein about the importance of family, faith, and financial independence. That's a message he's carried with him through years as a successful businessman, and a message he wants to take with him to the State House. Dave Borenstein believes that everyone who wants to work should be able to find a job that pays a living wage. Providing for your family, that's a true family value. School funding in our state has been a major issue for many, many years now. Property owners shouldn't have to bear the full burden of the cost of public education, and yet, costs keep climbing. Teachers have left the teaching profession, sports programs have been eliminated, and administrative jobs have been slashed. Now, Westerberg schools have come to the voters to ask for a half-mill tax increase. For the average homeowner in the area, this amounts to about 50...